could not better be, better be, better be. It could not possibly, no sirrah, sirrah, sirree. Songs could not gayer be, sound your do, re o mi, re mi fa sol la si, fa la la la, follow me. Why be gloomy? Cut thy nose off to spite thy face. Listen to me. A nose is hard to replace. Skies could not bluer be. Hearts in love truer be. I'd say for you or me. Life couldn't possibly, not even probably, life couldn't possibly better be. Life could not better be. On a medieval spree, knights full of chivalry, villains full of villainy. You'll see as you suspect, maidens fair and silks bedecked, each tried and true affect, for the umpteenth time we resurrect. We did research, authenticity was a must. Zeus, did we search, and what did we find? A lot of dust. After the dust had cleared, half the cast had a beard, and I'm the one, as you can see, for whom the bell tolls merrily. We asked Shakespeare and Francis Bacon, would they declare which one wrote this? And they both said, get out of there. Which brings us to the plot. Plot we've got quite a lot. As it unfolds, you'll see what starts like a scary tale ends like a fairy tale. And life couldn't possibly better be.
This is the story of how the destiny of a nation was changed by a birthmark, a royal birthmark on the royal posterior of a royal infant child. Here, returning to his castle, is King Roderick, Roderick the Tyrant, who some months before seized the throne by a massacre of the entire royal family. But uneasy lies Roderick's crown. For rumor hath it that an infant, the rightful heir to the throne, had survived the massacre, and even now was being cared for by a group in the forest, a group led by an elusive, dashing outlaw known only as the Black Fox.
Death to the tyrant, the Black Fox.
Black Fox again. To the castle, quick. My kingdom's seething with revolt. Cutthroats and assassins in every tree. Why must I be surrounded by fools? Ravenhurst, Ravenhurst.
Sire.
Could you have been so incompetent? Mungled so horribly as to have permitted that child to live?
Sire, there is no child. My men assure me that none of the royal family escaped alive. Believe me, sire, this is nonsense.
Nonsense? You call it nonsense, Ravenhurst? Is it nonsense that I cannot ride my own domain without being murderously attacked? My child, I came within an inch of my life.
Oh, father.
Each day some new insurrection. Who is this Black Fox?
Oh, just some ridiculous adventurer with a handful of rabble.
Rabble today, but an army tomorrow. We need help to wipe them out, men and arms.
Aye, an alliance with our good friend Griswold of the North.
Aye, alliance, and quickly. He arrives tomorrow for the great tournament.
Alliance with Griswold?
Sire, this rabble can be crushed.
Griswold has men and arms.
We need no uncouth interloper from the North.
Uncouth, yes. But Griswold is strong.
Perhaps too strong.
Perhaps our friend Ravenhurst fears an alliance would put Griswold and not himself at the king's right hand.
You shall die for this!
One of us will!
Stop! Stop, I say! What of us, sword, you fool? Sire!
Silence!
And sire!
Silence!
Pardon, sire. And you too! Must we quarrel amongst ourselves?
Do you think I could make alliance? Griswold is rich. What could I offer him?
That which he desires most in the world. Marriage, sire. With your daughter, the fair Gwendolyn.
Marriage with Griswold? Never.
What's that you say?
He's a brute and a lout.
Brute or not, lout or not, if I so decide, you will marry Griswold.
I will not.
I am the king. If it pleases me, you will marry Griswold.
If it pleases you so much, you marry Griswold. When I marry for love. Someone dashing and romantic who will carry me off as a princess.
Shy! Who fills your head with this childish fiddle-faddle? Ah, I know. Griselda. She of the evil eye. Take the witch out and burn her.
Harm one hair of her head, and I throw myself from the highest turret.
Gwendolyn, you go too far.
Dire news, sire. I've just come from the forest. The child lives.
The child lives?
Aye, sire.
How know you this is the royal child and not some outrageous impostor?
Because, sire, disguised as a member of their group, I saw him. And I can assure you that like his royal ancestors, and on the same spot as his royal ancestors, he bears the royal birthmark.
The Purple Pimpernel?
The Purple Pimpernel.
Then why stand you here, you incompetent jackalope? To horse, to the forest, cut them down. Kill the infamous child who claims to be the rightful king. And destroy forever this traitorous fiend who calls himself the Black Fox.
Only the sharpest eye, the keenest nose, the quickest deer and the fleetest toes can ever outfox the fox. Only the stoutest arm, the bravest heart with a magic charm and a good head start will ever outfox the fox. Those who try to tangle with my daring do wind up at the angle that herring do.
They hold their head like very dead herring do.
Only a sprightly sprite, the nimblest elf, the wickedest witch or the devil himself can ever outfox the fox.
They'll never outfox the fox.
Whenever they try to find me, they find me where I am not. I'm hither and yon, I'm there and gone, I'm Johnny not on the spot. I'm out on a limb, they think. I'm down on the ground in a wink. My enemies say, gadzooks, it spooks, shivering in their socks. They know that they'll never, I'm far too clever, they'll never outfox the fox. The fox, there's only one of me, till suddenly there's two of me, when two is what you see of me. Gadzooks, three of me, that's the proper score of me. Three of us is the core of me, and we can tell you, whoops, sorry, four of me. There's one of me, two of me, three of me, four of me, five, six, seven. Sorry, no more of me.
Each is from and ten are we. There's our heart and ten are we. We're often right or wrong, and we're right and right or wrong. I'm hither and yon, I'm there and gone, I'm Johnny, not on the pond.
Any one of us can be at any time the fox. But I tell you confidentially that I'm the fox.
I know I'm the fox.
Oh, I'm the fox.
Who is the fox?
Is he the fox?
No, me the fox.
Is he the fox?
Who's the fox?
I killed the fox.
No, who's the fox?
Because no matter who's the fox, they'll never, 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 never,
Ho,
Hawkins. Come here.
Hawkins,
how many times have I told you to stay out of my clothes? And who are these little people?
Oh, these are my friends, sir. They used to work with me at the carnival. And they're the finest troop of acrobats and tumblers in all of England.
But why did you bring them here?
Well, they too would be part of our group, sir. They feel strongly as we do about the tyranny and would join in our worthy cause.
Sir?
Well, Captain?
The new recruits are arriving, sir.
Good. Hawkins, I don't mean to be disparaging to your little friends, but weapons are limited.
Oh, I didn't intend for them to fight, sir. I merely thought that they would take over my chores of entertaining the men. Then perhaps I'd be free to bear arms myself, sir, and come to grips with the enemy, face to face, and steel to steel, fist to fist, sir.
Little friends, I'm sorry, but food and weapons are limited, so you see...
We'll do anything for Hawkins, sir. He always was our friend.
I'm sorry, there's no time to discuss it. Please go quickly and without detection.
Well, if you ever need us, call us.
Thank you. I shall.
Bye,
you.
Bye,
Hawkins.
Bye,
Hawkins.
Hawkins, the recruits will be here in a moment. Get the child.
Child? I hate to keep mentioning this, sir.
Just get the child.
Well, sir, you know I'd do anything for His Majesty, but don't you think it would look better if a woman...
Tend to your duty and get out of my clothes.
Yes, sir.
Your Majesty. Your Majesty.
Sir, don't you think it really would look better if this kind of thing was done by a woman?
I've told you repeatedly, Hawkins. Each one serves as best he can.
I know, sir, but when I ran away from the carnival, sir, and joined your group, I thought I'd be in the thick of it, robbing the rich and giving to the poor.
Sir, our presence is known. The king's men are on their way.
We must disperse. Maid Jean.
Yes, sir.
You will see that the child is transported to the abbey in Dover.
The usual method?
The usual method.
Come, Hawkins.
Yes, Captain.
The rest of you men disperse!
Hawkins, hurry.
I'm putting the last touches on right now.
Don't just stand there, man. Make haste.
There.
Why do you stare?
I beg pardon, Captain, but I'm sorry, Captain. I didn't mean to stare.
Each time I see you as a woman, sir, I mean with your flowing hair.
Conceal the child. Quickly.
Yes, Captain.
Man. You know what to do, Hawkins.
Yes, Captain, I'll try.
Hold there! Hold, I say!
Come down, old man. We would talk to you. You too, wench.
What's that?
Hurry along. This is king's business.
Hey, what's the meaning of this?
Come on.
What's the meaning of this? What do you want of us?
Where go you, ancient one? Who are you?
What's that?
Who are you?
What's that?
Who are you?
Fine, thank you.
No. Who?
I am Fulton, the wine merchant. And this is my little granddaughter. A poor child, she's a mute. She neither speaks nor hears except through my fingers. These are the king's men. Men of the king. This is as long live the king and down with his... Long live the king and down with his... Long... Little harder, dear. Long live the king and down with his... not quite so hard. Long live the king and down with his enemies.
Enough. Have you seen a group in the forest with a child?
A child. A child. Oh, lovely child. Pretty little creature, isn't it? But you stay away from her.
No. A child so big. With a little mark on
you it. You do, and I'll break every bone in your body.
Ask the girl if she's seen a group in the forest. Ask the girl if she's seen a group in the forest. Ask the girl if she's seen a group in the forest.
No need to holler, sir, for I hear very well indeed.
Come ask her.
Ask her what?
If she's seen a group in the forest.
Child, have you seen a group in the forest? She says no.
What took her so long?
Stutters.
Oh, we waste time with these dopes. On your way, off with you.
It's quite all right.
You were excellent, Hawkins.
You too, Captain. We played our parts extremely well, I thought. You know, we should spend a lot more time together. For rehearsal, I mean.
There's a storm brewing. We'll spend the night in the woodman's hut.
Yes, Captain.
The stars are bright. You may not find gold or silver, but a richer prize waits for you behind the raindrops if you close your eyes. Tonight, tonight, when all the world's asleep, we will tiptoe home with a wondrous star, a star you can always keep. And years from now, when you go dreaming, when you're very old, though your crown be rich with rubies, diamonds set in gold, none will shine as bright as the star we'll find tonight.
There's only room for one. I think you'd better take it.
We can both lie there. You
If you get wet in there, you'll be no use to His Majesty at all. Lie down.
Yes, Captain. Wet.
There. There'd be more room if you raised your arm. The other one.
Sorry.
Wilkins.
Yes, Captain.
I'm sorry I spoke in the manner I did. I was wrong.
Yes, Captain.
There's something else I'd like to say.
Yes.
I am a woman. And I do have feelings.
I find it hard to believe that the Captain could ever be fond of the man who isn't a fighter.
Sometimes tenderness and kindness can also make a man a very rare man.
Could the captain ever entertain thoughts of marriage with such a man?
Yes, Hawkins. I think she could and would. If things were different.
How different?
The infant on the throne and our fight for freedom won.
Why does such a little girl have to do such a big job?
It's the way I was brought up. My father's influence. See, my father made me everything I am.
He does beautiful work.
He taught me how to love freedom and hate injustice. The use of weapons and how to fight. In fact, I think he really wanted me to be a boy.
Bad, you'd have made a wonderful girl.
No, we then think of ourselves until our fight is won.
Yes, but that could take 20 years or more.
Or 20 hours. If only we could put our plan into operation.
Plan? Do we have a plan?
A handful of men could overthrow the castle in a matter of hours.
Yes.
You see, there's a secret passage that starts in the forest and tunnels underneath the walls of the castle.
Secret passage.
But it's locked at both ends, and the key is in the king's possession.
The king's possession, yes.
If only we could have someone inside the castle, an intimate of the king, with access to his chambers.
Mm-hmm. With access to his chambers. But that's impossible.
Ah, good evening. A thousand apologies for this intrusion, but may I beg shelter and warmth from this miserable storm?
Who are you?
A stranger in this land, young woman, but not for long. I'm Giacomo of the Continent, the king's new jester.
The court jester?
Giacomo?
Giacomo the Incomparable, king of jesters and jester of kings.
Where are you from?
Most recently, the Italian court. But I've entertained in all the courts of Europe and speak a ready wit in their every tongue.
Hawkins, we are indeed honored that our humble hut should shelter one who tomorrow will be an intimate of the king.
With access to his chambers.
But how will they know you? Are you sure that no one at the castle has ever seen your face?
Not yet, but I assure you, ere another sun has set, the entire court of England will succumb to the charm, wit, and song of the incomparable Giacomo, king of jesters.
And jester to the king. I'll take the child to the abbey. You must go to the castle at once. Quickly, into his clothes.
Well, what are we going to do about him?
I'll notify the fox. He'll be taken care of. Now, listen. Listen carefully. Once inside the castle, you must get to the king's chamber and find the key to the secret passage.
Key to the passage, right.
Then you must give it to the one man inside the castle who's our confederate.
Confederate? You mean we already have somebody inside the castle? One of our own people?
You will contact him by whistling our secret call. We'll whistle it, hum it, sing it.
But I don't understand it. If we already have somebody inside the castle, why doesn't he get the key?
You'll understand when you see him. Now, he'll hear that and identify himself.
Why can't you just tell me his name?
Should they discover you, they might force you to reveal his identity.
I'd like to ask you one question. After months of pleading for just this kind of action, what makes you think that anybody could force me to reveal the identity of my confederate?
Because they'd put you on the rack, crack your every bone, scald you with hot oil, and remove the nails off your fingers with flaming hot pincers.
I'd like to withdraw the question.
Hawkins, the future of England depends on this. You cannot fail.
I will not.
Oh, heaven help you. Now remember, from this moment on, you're no longer Hubert Hawkins, the carnival entertainer. You're the incomparable Giacomo, king of jesters and jester to the king.
Jester to the king. Jester to the king. To the king.
The child escapes. You hear that, Ravenhurst? The child escapes. Gwendolyn, dear, do stop picking that thing. The revolt spreads. Brockhurst here says alliance with Griswold. Finsdale says alliance. Pertwee says alliance. And yet you, Ravenhurst, you of all my ministers.
Sire, if my lords Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee plead so strongly for alliance, then by all means let us have such alliance. A marriage between Sir Griswold and the Princess Gwendolyn.
You're quite right.
Never. Never married with Griswold.
Be sensible.
Sensible? I've seen this monster, and it's not for nothing he's called the grim and grisly, gruesome Griswold.
Grim, grisly, or gruesome, you marry Griswold.
I'll die first.
Go to your chambers. Good, it is done. Arrange for the wedding directly after the tournament. We'll make a show of this. You there, go hence. Scour the countryside. Bring in the fairest wenches in the land. Mind you see that they are the fairest. Wenches, laughter, song. That's what this court needs.
Indeed, sire. And the good Giacomo will provide it.
Giacomo? Who is Giacomo?
He's the new jester I've sent for. By reputation, the gayest and wittiest entertainer in Europe.
Splendid. What a festival this will be. Jousting by our boldest knights. Wenches at our beck and call. My daughter married to Griswold, who will take her to a castle up north. Way up north. My gentle lords, you make me very happy.
They have won.
For the moment, yes. The king is guided by the last voice he hears, and that voice shall be mine. Who Giacomo will see to that?
Giacomo, a mere jester?
With one special talent for which my agent has bargained dearly. In addition to his brilliance as an entertainer, the jester Giacomo also happens to be the world's most skillful, devious, and subtle master of the art of assassination.
So Hawkins becomes the incomparable Giacomo and heads towards the castle, while the maid Jean, with the infant king still hidden in the wine cask, journeys towards the abbey and safety for the child. Their plan seems simple enough, but the simplest plans so often go amiss. For at the very moment Hawkins was delayed on the road, the maid Jean was to run afoul of the king's men who were scouring the countryside for the fairest wenches in the land. And so Jean and the precious wine cart were taken and sent to the castle before Hawkins had even completed repairing his wheel.
Hold there!
What's that?
Welcome, Giacomo. We have come to escort you to the castle. Haven't we met before?
It's not very likely, my good man. You see, I'm on my way back from the Italian court.
How speak you the king's English with no trace of accent?
My dear sir, Giacomo is the master of many, many tongues indeed. French?
Je le dois en sauteur, je le parle en sauteur de plaire, le fleur, je le patin en romantique. Je le passe toi, mais romantique, je le patois.
Italian.
Porto le vende, le scorto le vasta. Alla forza le vonde, le sende le barda. Alte le forze le vonda. German?
Was haben Sie ausgehalten, das Kneipe zu haben? Das Schmerzen mit der Hülle, Knöllschmerzen, das Kneipe zu haben? Haben Sie geflogen, die Helme in Falsch gehalten? Hast du geflogen, das Meißen, die Knöll mit der Hülle?
Which means in any language, why tarry? Let us off to the castle.
Off to the castle?
Off to the castle. To the castle. The infant?
Where? Off of them in! Off of them in!
The child is in the cask.
In the cask?
You must get him to the jester.
But the jester hasn't arrived yet.
Something must have gone wrong. You look after the child. I'll have to get the key myself.
But how?
I don't...
Come along there, wench.
So this is the incomparable Giacomo. He looks not at all like what I expected.
And this singing peacock will still the voices of Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee?
Before midnight, if he fulfills his bargain.
You sent for me, m'lady. Lock him. What is it, child? Something wrong, m'lady?
Drink. A brew of your own concocting. Before I marry Griswold, I will die, and so will you. Drink.
No. Don't despair, child. You will not marry Griswold. I've told you. It was written in the stars. Your true love will come yet, I promise you.
Drink, you lie.
Would I lie to you, child? Your own Griselda. Look at me. Look in my eyes.
Try not your wiles on me, witch. Too often have I seen people look in those eyes and fall under your evil spell. You will die for your deceit. Filling my head with fairy stories of a romantic lover. A lover who would carry me away from this monstrous castle.
And so he shall. He comes even now.
You lie.
I swear it, Your Highness. Look.
If this be another one of your tricks,
trust me. Look. Look near the drawbridge.
It whistles it all day long.
King of jesters, jester of kings. He is most fair of countenance.
He is.
Handsome of bearing.
Like Apollo of the Greeks.
A figure of romance.
Sent by the gods and for you alone.
Now mark this, creature of evil. If this be not my true love, and I'm faced with marriage to Griswold, you will die, and by my hand.
Fear not, my lady. Your lover will be here, in this room, within the hour, and he will prove that his is a mission of love.
For your sake, dear Griselda, he had better.
I'm Giacomo, Giacomo, my fame before me rings, the king of jesters and jester of a king. My heart knows a lovely song. It whistles it all day long. Giacomo is my nom de plume. I whistle and hum, but I hum to whom? To whom do I hum? To whom? My song of love, let the whole world hear. Until that sweet moment, that moment when you appear. I'll whisper it in your ear.
Shh.
I bid you welcome. I am Ravenhurst.
Ravenhurst? Ravenhurst? The real Ravenhurst?
What?
I mean, does the king know? Does the king know about you being the real Ravenhurst?
Keep your jests for the king. Don't stand there gaping. You figures and the others, get the justice bags. You've arrived not a moment too soon.
When do we start?
Tonight.
Good. I'd like to get in, get on with it, get it over with, and get out. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
That was an interesting song you sing.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it, old man.
Did it go like this?
I'll set about your business. What is the first step?
Get me to the king's chambers.
The king's chambers?
Yes.
Very well, if you say so.
It may be the key to the whole plan. Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Yes, yes, I'll see Griswold's emissaries. But for the moment, there are other matters. I understand the winches have arrived. Where are they? What have we here?
Sire, may I present the incomparable Giacomo?
King of jesters and jester of kings.
Oh, yes, from Italy. I haven't been there for years. Tell me, how go things at the Italian court?
Very well indeed, sir.
Splendid, splendid. What about all those stories we've heard? Wasn't it awful about the Duchess of Urba?
Oh, just. Just awful, sire.
I ask you, how could a thing like that happen?
Well, sire, you know the Italian court. What better place to court Italians?
Italian court?
Hmm?
Court Italians? Oh, Ravenhurst, the fellow has wit. Well, I must say, I was shocked to hear about the Duchess. What did the Duke do?
Pardon?
The Duke. What did the Duke do?
The Duke do?
Yes. And what about the Doge?
Oh, the Doge.
Well, what did the Doge do?
The Doge do?
Yes, the Doge do.
Well, the Doge did what a Doge does. When a Doge does his duty to a Duke, that is.
What? What's that?
Oh, it's very simple, sire. When the Doge did his duty and the Duke didn't, that's when the Duchess did the dirt to the Duke with the Doge.
Who did what to what?
Oh, they all did, sire. There they were in the dark. The Duke with his dagger, the Doge with his dart, and the Duchess with her dirk.
Duchess with her dirk?
Yes. The Duchess daggered the Duke just when the Duke over the Doge. Now, the Duke ducked, the Doge dodged, and the Duchess didn't. So the Duke got the Duchess got the Doge, and the Doge got the Duke.
Curious. What's it? All I heard was that the Duchess had a siege of rheumatism. She's 83, you know.
Oh, come next summer, sir.
So is the Duke.
So is the Duke. Remarkable, those Italians, what?
Made the whole thing up, didn't you? Oh, very witty, very clever. Just what this court needs. Laughter, gaiety, song, wenches. Oh, yes, wenches. I'm just on my way to inspect the lot of them. Who knows, I may find some luscious...
Sire, if I may suggest, it ill befits the proprietor of your high office to be seen with these unkempt wenches.
Huh?
It is said the incomparable Giacomo has a discerning eye for beauty. Why not let him select a suitable companion for your majesty?
Excellent, excellent. I trust the jester's reputation is based upon many years of accomplishment.
Why do you think they call me incomparable, sir? Get it?
Got it.
Good.
Bring her to my chambers. Within the hour?
Within the hour.
Finish with the king and come to my chambers.
Within the hour.
About that song, sir.
Some other time, my good man.
Yes, but
Fergus, get on with the work. The good captain will escort you to your quarters.
Very well.
Are you sure we haven't met before?
Quite sure. Within the hour.
Your Giacomo seems more the fool than the assassin.
Now, perchance, a brilliant combination of both.
We shall see.
I'm Giacomo, Giacomo. My fame before me rings. King of jesters and a jester of kings.
What are you doing here?
I'm Fergus the ostler.
Who gets the what, sir?
Fergus the ostler. It is I, not Ravenhurst, who is your friend.
Look, my good man, you pick your friends and I shall pick mine.
At the moment I have a very important mission with the king. After all, I'm the incomparable Giacomo, king of jesters and jester of kings. I have entertained in all the courts of Europe and speak a ready wit in their every tongue. Who are you?
I am Griselda.
Grihulda?
Griselda, I bring you a message from the princess.
The royal princess?
She finds you most attractive and would like to meet you.
Me?
Yes, she finds you passing fair, passing graceful.
Oh, well, tell her thank you very much, but I'm just passing through.
One does not ordinarily refuse, princess.
Well, one doesn't ordinarily, but you see...
Is it possible there's someone else of whom you are fond?
Yes, as a matter of fact, there is.
Giacomo, would you look in my eye?
Eye?
Yes, it's been troubling me, and I thought that the great Giacomo would have a knowledge of science.
Science? Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I have a great deal of scientific knowledge. We have which eye?
Both. Look at them both.
Closer, closer, deeper, 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 deeper. Tails of lizards, ears of swine, chicken, gizzard, soaked in brine. Now thine eyes and mine entwine, thy will is broken, thou art mine. Repeat after me, I am Craven and thou art my master.
I am Craven and thou art my master.
Stand there, fool.
Stand there, fool.
Silence.
Silence.
You are in my power and will obey my every command.
Every command.
And remember, any time I choose, a mere snap of the fingers can bring you out of the spell like this. Ooh. And back like that. Do you understand, fool?
Yes, master. You can snap me in and snap me out.
Now, listen closely. First and foremost, you must convince the girl that this is a miracle, that you've been sent here by the gods. To do that, you must go to her room and make love. Go and make love to the princess.
The princess?
At once. Wait, not like that. You are a figure of romance, of spirit and action, but at the same time, humble and tender. You are a man of iron, with the soul of a poet. You are adventurous, gay, but with a lover's brooding melancholy. And above all, you must show passion.
Hmm?
Show passion! Stop me, you fool! Now go, make love. Climb the vine to the tower where your love awaits you. Stop! Above all, remember, you must be cavalier, dashing.
Fear not, master. Once I'm up the thorny vine, the regal maiden shall be mine. Oh, fear not, master. I got here, my silly little goose.
Thank heaven.
Cha-cha, you'll have to wait your turn like the others.
Good, good, you're doing it well. But have you heard the change of plan? Here, take this.
I just told you, dear, you'll just have to wait your turn.
Now, don't overdo it. Fergus will bring you the infant.
Huh? Well, well, Jacob. Successful so soon. Truly as dainty a dish as ever was set before a king. About your business, I would have a word with the mayor.
Your Majesty.
Oh. What is your name, child?
Jean, sir.
Jean. Lovely name for a lovely face. See that she's jeweled and gowned. She shall sit next to me at the banquet tonight.
At your service, milady.
So this is Giacomo, king of jesters and jester of kings.
Not today, milady. Today I am Giacomo, a lover of beauty.
And a beauty of a lover.
Can this be true, or is it merely a dream?
Dream. Is this a dream? Or this? Or this? Or this? Or this?
No,
or this?
No, 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 no. We are strangers, hardly met. What manner of man are you, Giacomo?
What manner of man is Giacomo? I shall tell you what manner of man is he. He lives for a sigh. He dies for a kiss. He lusts for a laugh. He never walks when he can leap. He never flees when he can fight. He swoons at the beauty of a rose. And I offer myself to you, all of me. My heart, my lips, my legs, my calves. Do what you will, my love endures. Beat me, kick me. I am yours.
Oh, Giacomo, you are so ardent.
With your permission, milady, I'd like to go round again.
Oh, no, Giacomo. We must be discreet.
Discretion is for fools and simpletons.
This cannot be. Miracles are things of fancy, and lovers are not sent by the gods.
Speak not too lightly, my love. Who are we to say nay to miracles?
But one doesn't find love in one moment, one kiss.
That key, where did you find it?
Key?
It is a miracle. The gods who sent you have also provided a means for our escape. This is the key to the secret passageway.
Grand. We leave at midnight. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Very good.
Oh, no, no, my precious. I keep it next to my heart, a sweet symbol of your love. And take this, a sweet symbol of mine.
I wear it always next to my heart.
Gwendolyn?
Hmm?
Are you there? I would have words with you.
My father, you must hide.
Hide? Giacomo hides for no man.
But you must. He'd kill any man found in my chamber.
Ah, be he king or peasant, my ready blade shall find its mark. I live for a sigh, I die for a kiss, I lust for a laugh.
Quickly!
What?
All our lives aren't worth that.
Well,
Don't be frightened.
Are you alone, my dear? I thought I heard voices.
Yes, I'm quite alone, father.
Listen, my child.
The king.
I've just met Griswold's emissary, and the marriage is approved.
You know very well, father, that when I marry only for love.
I knew you'd say that. Now, Gwendolyn, do be reasonable. Don't you realize that without this alliance, our prestige, our power, our position could go like...
Well, then, let it go like that.
I wish you to marry Griswold.
And suppose I do not wish to marry Griswold?
I don't give a fig for your wishes.
And I don't give a fig for yours.
No one snaps at the king. Don't you dare snap at me.
I'll snap if I choose.
Don't snap at me.
I will snap.
You won't. Understand this, my child? This castle has walls high and strong, with massive gates under lock and key. Whilst you remain within those walls and I am the king, you will obey my commands.
Very well, father. Perhaps I have been selfish and thoughtless.
Ah, my child. I knew I could depend upon you because you are a princess. A true princess, loyal to the crown, sympathetic, sensitive, faithful. The key to the secret passage.
Father, let
me... So you run away, would you? Well, you trick me not. This key will never leave my person. You will marry Griswold upon the morrow. And I promise you, daughter or not, princess or not, one move, one false move, and your neck will snap like a twig.
Where is he? Giacomo hides not behind drapes.
Oh, no, no, you must go.
I'll cut him to ribbons.
No one escaped tonight after the banquet.
Very well, my sweet. Until tonight. Very good.
Do be cautious, sweet Giacomo.
Bah! Caution is for popinjays and cockatoos. Begging your pardon. Until tonight, my sweet.
But you heard what my father said. If caught, our necks will snap like twigs.
Like what?
Twigs!
Twigs? Speak not of twigs when you look at an oak. Until tonight, my little sapling.
But if Giacomo says he'll be here within the hour, he will be here within the hour.
At your service, my lord.
Your arrival, good Giacomo, shows imagination and brilliance.
Did you expect less?
Are you now prepared to fulfill the bargain arranged by my agent, Sir Bertram of Allenburg?
Quite.
Very well, then. There are two plans.
Two plans?
Plan one. The untimely demise of my lords Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee.
Uh-huh.
These three must die tonight.
Three for tonight. Proceed.
The method I leave to you. But die they must.
They shall drop like flies.
Precisely. Like flies. Do you have some sort of twitch?
Twitch? I twitch only for action. I live for a sigh, I die for a kiss.
I like that very much.
Thank you. I lust for a laugh.
Yes, but...
I never leap when I can walk. I never flee when I can fight.
Now,
I...
but...
Pardon?
But listen carefully. If plan one fails, you must execute plan two.
Plan two?
Take the princess from the castle before midnight. By whatever means you may devise.
For murder or abduction, I'm your man. You've paid the price. Name your plan.
First, plan one. Are you sure you can dispose of my lords Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee?
Are they married?
Yes.
Order flowers for the widows. Get it?
Got it.
Good. Alley-ho! Ho-ho! Master, I am back.
Well?
I have climbed the thorny vine and the regal maiden is mine.
Good. Now, when I release you from the spell, you will fall into a deep sleep and remember nothing.
Nothing.
Look into my eye. Deeper, deeper.
Ah, my lords. I understand the marriage of the Princess Gwendolyn to Sir Griswold will be announced tonight. My congratulations.
Something afoot? He's far too confident.
Is
this alliance fails, we are lost.
It must not fail. Let us solemnly pledge that we will permit nothing to interfere with the marriage of Griswold to the Princess Gwendolyn.
I so pledge.
And I.
Though it cost our very lives.
Our very lives.
Please stop your picking and fussing. I must brief the mayor.
But, madam...
All afternoon without a moment's peace.
I just learned of your whereabouts. What happened?
Never mind that. You must take the child to the jester.
To the jester?
Immediately. He has the key.
But he's under the spell.
Silence. Take him the child at once. It's my command.
The jester. Where is the jester? Summon him immediately.
Very good, sire.
Jester!
Coming!
Come quickly, man. The king is waiting.
Yes, sir. Have you seen Ravenhurst about?
He's somewhere about, yes.
I was supposed to see Ravenhurst on some rather urgent business, but I fell asleep. I don't quite remember what
happened. Ah, Giacomo. A striking costume, indeed. From the Italian court, I presume?
Yes, sir, Italian court. What better place to court
Italians. Ah, this will be a festive evening. Noble knights to joust at my tournament. Come along, and by my side a lovely little wench who I'm sure will fulfill every promise of your discerning eye. Ah, look at her. Charming. Charming, Giacomo, charming. A tribute to you, my dear Giacomo. Come here, my child. Come.
Your Majesty.
Was there ever more beauty, more radiant? Rise, child. The sweetness of your smile outshines the elegance of your gown.
Thank you, sire.
Would you attend me?
Your most gracious, sire.
Quickly, use the key.
Key?
Remember, plan one, Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee.
Brockhurst, Finsdale, and Pertwee.
Midnight. Horses at the north gate.
Horses at the north gate.
Summon the jester.
Where are you going? Didn't you hear the king?
Cover your head. Get in there.
Come, Giacomo, let us be gay. I would have a song.
Song?
Well, has the cat your tongue?
No, I...
What do you carry there? Why the basket?
Basket? What basket, sir?
What basket, indeed. Come, boy, come. Show me what you have in the basket.
Well, I...
Yes, come on, show me what you have in the basket.
Basket?
Yes, and what about that song?
Is this a song, sire? The song. If your majesty doth ask it, I will tell about the basket with a willow, willow, whaley, and a nanny, nanny.
What's that? With a what?
With a willow, willow, whaley, and a nanny, nanny. Lo, 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 lo,
lo, lo. What are you lulu-looing about?
Oh, I'm not lulu-looing, sire. I'm willow, willow, whaling.
Oh, all right, all right. Willow away, willow away.
We will willow it away. We will willow, willow, willow. We will willow it away. With the willow, willow, whaley. We will sing about it gaily. With the willow, willow, whaley. And a hey, nanny, no.
Come back here. What have you there? What have you in the basket?
A basket? Oh, sire, it's nothing, sire. Merely a jester's bag of tricks, sire. It's a secret, sire. Yes, a deep, dark secret, which has never before been revealed to anybody in the world, sire, but I am prepared to make a statement.
When I was a lad, I was gloomy and sad, as I was from the day I was born. When other babes giggled and gurgled and wiggled, I proudly was loudly forlorn. My friends and my family looked at me clammily, thought there was something amiss. When others found various antics hilarious, all I could manage was this. Or this, or this, or this. My father, he shouted, he needs to be clouded. His teeth on a wreath, I'll hand him. My mother, she cried as she rushed to my side to reproach him. You don't understand him. So they sent for a witch with a terrible twitch to ask how my future impressed her. She took one look at me.
and cried, what else could he be but a jester?
A jester?
A jester?
A funny idea, a jester.
No butcher, no baker, no candlestick maker, and me with the look of a fine undertaker impressed her.
As a jester?
But where could I learn any comical turn? It was not in a book on the shelf. No teacher to take me to mold me and make me a merry man, fool, or an elf. But I'm proud to recall that in no time at all, with no other resources but my own resources, with firm application and determination, I made a fool of myself. I found a bow and arrow and I learned to shoot. I found a little horn and I learned to toot. Now I can shoot and toot. Ain't I cute? I started to travel to try to unravel my mind and to find a new chance. When I got to Spain, it was suddenly plain that the field that appeared was the dance. The Spanish were clannish, but I wouldn't vanish and learned every step they had planned. The first step of all wasn't hard to recall, because the first step of all is to stand. And stand. And stand. And stand.
Rodriguez, pronto di vendere, sta educando su son Garibaldi, same to his majesty. Please.
Julio!
I was banned, but the king was amused, and before a siesta he made me his jester, and I found out soon that to be a buffoon was a serious thing as a rule. For a jester's chief employment is to kill himself for your enjoyment, and a jester unemployed is nobody's fool.
Tend to your duties, serve your duties.
Hold there with that basket. Let's have a look.
A toast! A toast! A toast to his most royal highness. To Roderick the First, for all that he has done for this great England of ours, may Providence provide a true and just reward. To the king!
To the king!
Brilliant. In there. Magnificent. Archery.
Fantastic. Archers, fencing.
They are all dead, sire.
As you said, flowers for the widows.
Dead? Murdered? And by whose hand? And who may be next?
Sir Griswold the McIlvain is approaching the castle.
I'm just in time. He comes not a moment too soon. Bid Sir Griswold enter.
Plan two.
Plan two? Plan two.
Get those bodies out of here.
Take him to safety.
Hey, get those goblets away. No, not you, Chester, not you. Come here, boy, come here. Sit here, I think.
Sir Griswold of McIlvain. Approach, Sir Griswold.
Lighten the mood, Chester. A note of welcome for Sir Griswold.
My liege lord.
Sir Griswold of McIlvain, I bid thee welcome.
Welcome, Sir Griswold, your beautiful lump here. But do I say welcome or do I say meh?
Sire, my emissary did report, and I proudly accept your terms.
The terms, the terms. He doth accept the terms. He looks not smart, but in...
Excellent, excellent. Members of the court, know you that the Crown would make a most felicitous announcement concerning the defense and security of our great kingdom. I would have you know that today was an alliance consummated between the Crown and our honored and valiant Baron, Sir Griswold of McElwain.
The terms, the terms.
We've already had the terms. Oh, yes. To cement this alliance, I have decreed a royal marriage between Sir Griswold of McElwain and Gwendolyn the Fair.
Rejoice, rejoice, although his brain is brief, for when the larder's empty, she'll have a ton of beef. Would you like to try the other side, sire?
Thank you, what say our gallant Griswold?
Sire, Princess Fair, from this moment on, this hand, this steel, this heart will exist for naught but the love of the lady...
Save your breath, Griswold. There will be no alliance and no marriage.
What's that?
I cannot marry Griswold, Father. I love another.
Another?
Another, another.
What is this nonsense? What do you mean you love another?
Simply that, Father. A miracle has happened to fulfill my every dream. I have found my love, Father, my true love.
Who is this man?
One to whom I have given both my heart and my hand. He who even now wears my silken handkerchief next to his heart.
What's that? What's that?
Her heart, her hand, she holds for joy or grief. But he who holds her hand holds her heartkerchief. The handkerchief, the hand, the heart, heartkerchief, the hand, the
heart. Who is this man? His name?
The man I love is a simple man, but noble of heart. My beloved Giacomo.
What?
His name, and now his blood must flow. Light up the oil, this man must boil. This man named Giacomo.
No! Seize this wretch and search him!
This is all a mistake, sir. I don't have a handkerchief, a handkerchief. I don't have this...
A handkerchief. Gee... Gwendolyn!
No, sire. Giacomo.
Shield me not, sweet Giacomo. Our love makes me strong.
Love for a common jester. Take the swine out and hang him.
Palm one hair of that majestic head and I throw myself from the highest turret.
Enough of this. How much insult must I endure? Come in.
Hold, Sir Griswold. Your honor will be avenged.
How? With that wretch of noble rank, I would challenge him to combat mortal. But I would not deign to soil my blade with his miserable common blood.
He's right, you know, sire. Rules of chivalry, you know.
Rules of chivalry be hanged. And so will you.
She'll jump.
Ah! Come on.
Hold, Sir Griswold. You will stand till the morrow. It is my command.
Till the morrow, sire.
You, Gwendolyn, to your chambers.
Be brave, sweet Giacomo.
Throw this blackguard in chain.
Is he not fabulous? Go from plan one to plan two without a moment's pause.
The man is pure genius.
Sir Griswold will never tolerate this insult. My lord, to your chambers. Ponder this problem. A solution must be found ere we meet in council tomorrow.
Sire. Welcome home, Sir Bertram. You saw the jester's performance? When I sent you to negotiate for Giacomo, I never expected results like this. Was he not brilliant?
Indeed. With one slight discrepancy, this man is not Giacomo.
What?
I know not this pretender, but I assure you he is not the Giacomo I met and negotiated with in Europe.
I tell you I have seen this man before, and somehow that made...
Did I tell you? What plan now?
To my chambers immediately.
But if he's not Giacomo, who can he be and what does he want?
Why would he do our every bidding?
Why would he work to destroy the alliance?
Why would he meddle with the cunning of a fox? A fox...
But of course, a fox, a black fox.
But you don't think that...
Why not? Who else would oppose Griswold to want the alliance destroyed but that rabble in the forest?
The forest? That's where I saw him, dressed as an old man riding out of the forest with a very wench who sat beside the king tonight.
My lords, what a prize, the black fox himself.
Expose him, you'll get all the credit.
Not so fast. Not until the fox pays us one last service. He'll rid us forever of the barbaric Griswold.
Kill Griswold, but how?
Whose is the deadliest blade in England? Who is the only man alive who can best Griswold in mortal combat? Only the black fox.
But the fox is a commoner and cannot fight in tournament.
We shall see.
No, Ravenhurst, I do not understand. What do you mean? Griswold himself suggested a solution.
You yourself heard him, sire. He said with the jester of noble rank he would challenge him to mortal combat.
But the jester cannot fight in tournament. He's a commoner.
Then, sire, knight the jester.
Knight the Jester?
Griswold can then challenge him for the hand of the Princess Gwendolyn, and by the rules of chivalry, she must wed the victor.
Knight the Jester? Sir Griswold will challenge him. He dare not refuse. They meet at the tournament tomorrow. Sir Griswold's lance runs the jester through, and the marriage and the alliance proceed.
Magnificent! Thank you, sir.
But, Your Majesty, knighthood is an arduous ritual. It would take 3 years to knight the jester.
3 years? Nonsense. Ravenhurst, take that nincompoop and knight that nincompoop by noon tomorrow.
Sire.
By order of his sovereign majesty, the jester Giacomo shall enter upon a series of tests of manhood, skill, and courage requisite to his becoming a knight of the realm.
Me a knight? But why?
To make you eligible for the hand of the Princess Gwendolyn.
Marry the princess? When?
Upon your passing each and every test.
Oh, well, that's different. It takes 4 or 5 years to become a knight, doesn't it?
We shall see. Let the test begin.
Wait, what's the hurry? I'm finished.
He must scale a stone wall in full armor. Candidate passes.
I didn't.
With longbow, he must lay a hawk in full flight. He passes.
But I didn't even shoot.
The candidate passes.
But I didn't even shoot the arrow. I didn't pass the.
The candidate must conquer a wild boar with his bare hands. Release the boar. He passes.
No one enters but the king's command.
But this is the king's command.
Ah, Maid Jean, welcome. What brings you here at this hour?
Concern for you, sire.
Hmm?
You were so distressed last evening that I thought perhaps I could comfort you, ease the burdens of state.
But don't tug it, idiot. Well, that's very considerate of you, my dear. I shall take advantage of your delightful offer, perhaps this evening.
Why tarry, sire? I am most accomplished on matters of appearance.